This is WLRN Sunday Breakfast with the Arts, creative conversations from South Florida and beyond. I'm Caroline Brader Watts. Susan Danis is the general director and CEO of Florida Grand Opera. It's been a year of challenges for the company, but also one of promise for the future. I asked Susan about her background.
I am truly a product of arts education, my first opera being Carmen. I was very familiar with the music because I had danced to the Habanero when I was 5 years old in my first ballet recital. That overwhelming sense of everything from the pageantry of the piece, the dance, the music, everything really was my first experience and is really kind of what hooked me into being an arts lover.
How do you reach out to people who maybe have the wrong idea about opera, that it's all old and you know, not contemporary and not fun and not enjoyable?
We always have to remind people that actually most of the people singing on stage are probably younger than most of the people in the audience. A great singer at whatever size can still be more moving than anything else I know. I always say opera isn't like a movie. It's okay if you know the ending. The more you know and the more prepared you are going into the theater, you're going to enjoy your experience.
And as we mentioned, this has been a challenging year for Florida Grand Opera. Take us a little bit of what you've experienced this year. You seem to have overcome some of those challenges. Tell us about your year.
The opera's had a lot of tough years. Yeah. And as we come up on our 75th anniversary, which is a huge accomplishment in the opera world, let alone in the state of Florida or Miami, anything that's been around for 75 years, you know, we really had to take a hard look at what's happened. What really is a cultural environment here? Or what is just the general funding environment in Miami? So we did lay out a plan that was really designed to help stabilize the company, rebuild some endowment, build a cash reserve, and kind of give us the sense that the next 3 years were secure. We're really in a place where we're having to retweak how we message, what we're messaging, and in particular, really make some decisions about, all right, well, if this is the response, what do we need to do as an organization to respond to what people are telling us?
Right. Well, you mentioned that your 75th anniversary is upcoming. We will be celebrating that with you. What can we look forward to?
The upcoming season is two comedies on the end and two incredibly intense operas in the middle. We open with The Barber of Seville, certainly a known opera, and we close with Don Pasquale. So we've got a bit of comedy. And in the middle, Bellini's Norma. And probably the thing I'm most excited about next season is our production of The Passenger. It was written by a man named Weinberg in the 60s. He was Russian. He had lost his family in the Holocaust. Mm-hmm. The piece was suppressed because it was during Soviet times in Russia, and it really had its first staging in the 80s in Moscow. Miami will be only the fifth city in the United States to perform it. In watching it, I can usually only handle an act at a time, but I think it's really important for this is an ongoing thing, not just as it relates to the Holocaust, but as it relates to topics of hatred and what happens with that, whether it was in that situation or in some of the things we see today. I think it'll be one of the most important musical events of 2016 year.
And if we want more information about that and about anything to do with Florida Grand Opera, where can we go?
Electronically to our website, fgo.org.
Susan, thanks so much and best of luck with the next season.
Be sure to follow me on Twitter @ArtsRadio for WLRN. I'm Caroline Brader Watts.